North Carolina's hotel and tourism industry is facing what one executive calls a harsh reality amid the coronavirus outbreak. Empty beds, and the possibility that a recovery might take years. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
The Westin Hotel in Uptown Charlotte is usually busy at this time of year with spring travelers and conventions, including those at the Charlotte Convention Center across the street. But the coronavirus has changed everything.
At the Westin, we've got 700 rooms. We are basically running empty. We are still open and looking for business.
Derek White is with Atlanta-based Portman Holdings, which owns the Westin and other hotels around the world. With bookings now near zero, he said the company expects revenues to fall about 60% this year.
It's been a harsh, very harsh reality right now. And we've been very hard hit across the portfolio.
White spoke to planners and developers in a hospitality industry gut check presentation Wednesday organized by the Urban Land Institute of Charlotte. Another speaker, consultant Kathleen Rose, said the loss of business also is cutting into local hotel and tourism tax revenues and costing thousands of employees their jobs. The panelists were cautiously optimistic that things would start to turn around by mid-year, but White warned that a full rebound is years away.
4 to 5 years, potentially, maybe even longer, for us to get back to where we were on February 29th.
Many Charlotte businesses are betting on the Republican National Convention still being held in Charlotte in August. As far as we've heard, White said, they're still coming. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.